is The Bill Good Show on CKNW News Talk 980. Now, here is Bill Good.
I took the weekend after the election to go up the Sunshine Coast, and I turned on the news and discovered that the Richmond RCMP had approved an organized drag race at Boundary Bay at the airport. The event was organized by Rev Scene co-owners Shuey Feng and Jason Louie. They're in studio with me this morning to talk about the first of three organized drag races that was held on the weekend. Corporal Tony Bernard is traffic supervisor with the RCMP. He is online with me this morning, too. The RCMP very much showing a presence at the drag race. Corporal Bernard, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
Tell me about the RCMP involvement in this and why the RCMP was supportive.
Well, Bill, the RCMP are in support of this type of a program. We're not sponsoring it. We are in support of any type of event that will take this type of street racing off the streets and into an environment that is relatively safe.
So clearly you'd rather have people racing in an enclosed area in supervised fashion than out on the streets.
Absolutely. This is a positive step towards taking these sort of activities off of our streets, and if we can prevent deaths and injuries, that's our ultimate goal.
Shuey Feng, did this event attract, in your view, the same people who might be inclined to street race?
Well, I certainly hope so. We did have a sign-up sheet. We had about close to 60%, 60 people actually sign up. The actual day, we had just over about 100 racers sign up, and it was a vast variety of people. We had everyone from the import community up to the domestic guys. We had some really hardcore racers there, which were quite surprising.
How do you mean hardcore racers? How would you identify a hardcore racer?
I would name them as close to outlaw, like the category that's on Mission Raceway, which is, it's like, you know, the car is stripped down to bare bone. It's got a full roll cage. The guys are like in full race gear, helmet, fire protection, everything you could think of.
These are experienced racers.
These are very experienced racers.
Jason Louie, what was your take on the event? Did it meet your expectations?
It did. I was, actually, Shuey knows that I was one of the biggest critics of this event. And when I actually went down and experienced it myself racing, it's totally different. You have to be there to experience what we experience. anything from racing, taking the adrenaline rush out of the system, taking it all on the track rather than the streets, that was unexplainable. You have to be there.
So did you become a convert?
Yes, yes. I was a major critic of the program. I had my skepticism, but actually experiencing it, you'd spin a different story.
Did Rev Scene make money on this?
No, sure. We actually took a little loss on this. I expected it to be a little loss because the weather wasn't exactly what we wanted. We wanted, you know, pristine weather, but it was cloudy, overcast, and in the end of the day, we actually did had to close it down around 6:30 because it started to rain.
That's another major thing is that we got a lot of support from the people, the public, and the media this weekend, but. A big thing is financial support, because this is what keeps the ball rolling. Programs like this, we need sponsors and companies to jump on board to give us a helping hand, because we can't do this by ourselves.
What was the reaction of the racers, the people who actually took part? Do you think most of them will be back to take part in your second event, and when is it?
Oh, definitely. As the racers did leave, one thing that we did notice was everyone was actually thanking us for providing the event for them, providing a space for them to be able to do this. It's where else can you do this in a safe environment where you can actually say, hey, I want to race my friend. He's right there. He brought his car. Let's race him.
What kind of cars are we talking about? Give me some sort of a sample of the matchups that you had.
Okay, we had cars. We had the import community. So we had, you know, the standard Honda Civic. Everyone knows that. We had Subarus in. We actually had quite a bit of Mustangs out there. Quite a bit of the domestic guys came out to support us, which I was really proud of. I was really happy for them. And a lot of the muscle cars. that show up. That was quite surprising. You know, the old...
How did you match them up, or did they choose their matches?
They basically choose their matches. As they lined up, they basically just flagged down one of our volunteers, say, hey, I want to race that guy, see if that guy's willing to race. And so our volunteers would run up to the other car and say, this guy challenges you to a race. Would you accept? And if they do, then we try to match them up as they line up. And
were they generally good matchups?
They were generally good matchups.
Mustang against Mustang, or was it Mustang against Import?
Sometimes some of the Import guys wanted to take on the Mustangs.
The 4-liter Mustang.
The 4-liter Mustangs. So it was
four
quite...
Or five. Five. 5-liter.
New ones are like... Is it five? Maybe 4.6 or whatnot. But yes, so quite surprising was... Actually, the best race out of the whole day, I noticed, was one of the police cruisers decided to race the Richmond Mini. And that everyone just, you know, had to stop and watch that. That was one of the best races out of the day.
Who won that?
I think the cruiser, just by a little bit, though.
Gauge top speeds. What kind of speeds were achieved?
Some of the domestic guys, with their higher horsepowers, they managed to get up to about 120 kilometers per hour. Most of the Import guys were doing about 110, maybe 120. I heard some guys said that they just pushed about 130, but we had some speed guns out there, and we couldn't get anything that was in that range.
Quarter mile?
This is all 1/8 mile.
1/8.
Yes, so it's about 200
fast.
Meters. So
over quick.
The whole thing's over in about 7 to 8 seconds.
Corporal, the RCMP, you say didn't sponsor, but you did support it. Any reason not to continue?
No reason at all. It's having a positive result, and there's lots of support within our community, and I believe that the with us being there, you know, in partnership with the Vancouver City Police, that if we support these types of activities and an event. To take them off of our streets and into an organized venue such as this, I think is an excellent way for these individuals to get this type of need or desire to race each other off the streets, which would makes it for a safer community.
I heard the story this morning on the morning news with Philip Till that ICBC says they don't cover cars that are racing. Is that a concern, or are the drivers fully aware of that and not terribly concerned?
We had a waiver form at the very beginning, and we did explain to most of them, saying that ICBC won't cover them if they injure their car, crash their car, whatnot. But
any incidents?
No, none at all. A few cars, you know, they had a little bit of they went a bit sideways, but they recovered. No major problems. We had fire extinguishers there. We had first aid guys. So if any major problems, it was there.
I'd like to hear the public response to this. I'd really like to hear from anybody who either drove on the weekend or who went. It wasn't widely publicized ahead of time.
No, we didn't really publicize that at all. We advertised it on our website.
A lot of people showed up.
A lot of people showed up, which was quite surprising. And I thank whoever publicized it. I thank them very much for doing that. One thing I do want to emphasize is we are in no way trying to compete with Mission Raceway. We actually encourage you to go to Mission Raceway because they do have a full facility. It is a full quarter mile. You get timesheets. You get all the numbers that will make you happy to see how well you performed and whatnot. For us, it was just for pure fun. If you want to come out here for fun, just to race your friends in a safe environment, that's a perfect situation for you.
604-280-9898, toll free 1-877-399-9898. You're with Bill Good on CKNW News Talk 980.
You're listening to the Bill Good Program on CKNW News Talk 980. Once again, here is Bill Good.
Talking with the co-owners of Rev Scene, Jason Louie and Shui Feng. Also on the line, Corporal Tony Bernard, Traffic Supervisor, Richmond RCMP, talking about a series of drag races that were held at Boundary Bay at the airport this weekend. The first of what Rev Scene says will be three organized races. And I was asking for people who took this race in to call, along with other people who have questions or comments about the concept. Ian in Maple Ridge.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, as somebody who has, you know, raced on both sides of the fence, both, you know, not so legally and legally, this type of thing is just, it really helps. I mean, I came all the way up from Maple Ridge all the way up to Delta Fort, and it was well worth the trip. I mean, I go up to Mission all the time, and I mean, this kind of thing will really help.
What's the difference between going to Mission and going to this kind of a race?
I'd say the biggest difference would be that you don't get a time slip, so you don't see how fast you're going.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, another large difference is the fact that all the years I've been going to Mission, you know, you pay $25 and you get maybe, you can, you know, 5 runs in a night, and you'll be standing around for 6 hours. Whereas I went to Boundary Bay, paid $25, I got about 10 runs, and I actually got bored of it. And, it got it out of me, and I was done.
What are you driving?
I'm a Mustang owner myself.
What year?
It's an 89.
Okay.
It's got, mostly right now, it's modified for drag racing, but it's kind of an ongoing project.
10 races, how did you do?
Actually, I was driving my girlfriend's Mustang, and I did all right, but there are some pretty quick imports there.
Was the ability to race an import appealing?
Yeah, well, it's kind of nice because at Mission, you're just stuck in your own class. Like, it's separated by domestic, import, and outlaw. And, I mean, it's fun racing, other domestics, but you don't really get to go against the import guys for the good old, kind of head-to-head with, the import versus domestic thing. And it's quite fun because you can really just choose who you want to race. And it's good old classic head-to-head racing. And it's good rush, and it was very well done.
Good to hear. And good to hear from you. You said to me earlier, this is a kind of a cross between the street race and the formal drag race at Mission.
Basically it's a controlled environment. We had probably close to 20 volunteers just helping out the whole day, lining up the cars. We had safety crew there, so in case anything, heaven forbid, if anything bad happened, we were there and were prepared for that to happen.
This was a first, Corporal Bernard. Your prime issue would be safety. Were you happy with the way it was organized? Happy with the way it ran?
Well, from what I understand, it went off without any problems, and it appears to be, well, in the 8th mile, the shorter track than the quarter mile, the potential for anything bad happening is a lot lower.
Keith and Burnaby.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
I understand they have the police there overseeing things.
Yeah.
I would suggest, I really like this idea, but I would suggest that maybe the police could screen the people who are about to race, and if they've had a speeding ticket in the last year, they're not permitted to race. And also, the organizers of this event were saying that they are supportive of Mission Raceway, and maybe there could be some sort of a prize for people who are racing if there is different classes of racing out there at Boundary Bay.
Does Mission restrict someone from who's had one speeding ticket? Does any place?
No, we want to encourage anyone that's, if they illegally street race, why would you want to turn them away from this?
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone's gotten a speeding ticket in their life. I don't want to turn away people like that. I want them to come here to see it's a safe environment for them to race, and no, I don't want to turn anyone away.
Corporal, what's your reaction to what Keith said?
Well, I can appreciate where Keith is coming from and where he where his suggestion would be to encourage people to behave themselves, I guess, when they're on the street. So, as kind of a bonus for them to come out and to have a clean driving record, then they would be allowed to street race. But that's not going to prevent people from obeying all the traffic laws. So I think this avenue, I think we have to encourage everybody to come out, all shapes and sizes.
Sean, hi.
Good morning, Bill, and to your guests. First of all, I'd like to say probably the majority of people out there had at least a speeding ticket, so I don't know. I totally disagree with the last caller along those lines, but I think this makes too much sense to stop, especially you got the shields on board and you're pushing, promoting Mission. It just makes too much sense, and I hope bureaucracy doesn't squash it.
Jason, you're nodding your head. This is what you're hoping for, too, and... You're committed to 2 more races or 2 more days.
Exactly. This program is like a community-based approach. We asked what the people wanted, what the teenagers wanted in racing in order to stop this whole street racing phenomena. And this is what they've said. They said they wanted something less regimented, less controlled, but still being in a safe, controlled environment. And this Resist the Race program was met that.
Mostly teens or mostly young men in their 20s? And is it mostly young men?
Actually, I was quite surprised. It, according to this day, the first event that we had, it was half teens and a lot of veterans. I saw a lot of guys come out just, you know, to support this. They said, this is great. I've never seen this happen, or I haven't seen this happen in a long time. And they were very, very proud to just be there, be able to race their cars.
Any women drivers?
Yeah, we actually had a few. It was quite surprising. Some of them actually did pretty good. I probably wouldn't line up with them, to tell you the truth.
Jim, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm 76 years old, an older hot rodder from Vancouver.
Yeah.
When we first started, we had Bernie Smith and Al Roster from the Vancouver Police Board.
Yeah.
And they got us into Abbotsford at the Abbotsford Airport before it became operational after the Second World War.
So this is, Yogi would say, deja vu all over again.
Darn right. It's tremendous, and I think it's a good deal. You know, all we had was an 85-horsepower V8 Ford flathead that if we were lucky, we could get 75 miles an hour on of the darn thing.
Yeah.
But I think this is great. It got us off the street because we used to race up and down Fraser Avenue in Vancouver, Broadway, we raced, you know, and it took a lot off of the street. We used to have the accidents and stuff, but, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Good to hear, and good to hear from you. I thank you both. My thanks to Corporal Bernard.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Next race event. Day when?
We're looking for early July. It's not really confirmed at the moment yet because we're that's one of the problems that we're having right now is we're facing the NIMBY approach, which is everyone's saying, you know, we support you guys and everything, but not in my backyard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we actually, we're hoping that Boundary Bay will give us a second chance. Everything turned out great, but, you know, it does, with all the media there and everything, it scared Boundary Bay. That's okay. What we heard.
Keep in touch. Let us know.
Oh, definitely.
I want to do a focused open line when we come back. If you live an unhealthy lifestyle, you should pay more for your health benefits.